Your thoughts are your thoughts. Your feelings are your feelings. They're neither good nor bad. They just are. So you sit with that and you will start to feel better. It's painful at first, painful to do because you are so used to being able to purge that and not sitting with it. But I promise you, your anxiety level will go down. Welcome to this episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. I am your host, Shelley. And if you are a returning listener, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful for your support. I wasn't going to record this podcast this week because I've been having trouble with my voice because I've had a bit of an issue with a head cold, I think. I'm going to do what all my speech professors in college told me not to do. And to tell you, I have a flaw at the beginning of this podcast. They would always say things like, don't say you have a cold, don't say this, don't say that. And I'm thinking, well, there's obviously something wrong with my voice. So I wanted to tell you about it. So this episode, girl, watch your emotions. We're going to talk about our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions. They're not bad. They just are. And don't drunk text your ex-husband. Today, I want to talk about your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions. And the reason that I had wanted to do this was I was listening to my interview with Brenda Coulter again, which I hear is fabulous from lots of people, which I actually think it's fabulous too. Brenda of Her Beautiful Mind, and we had talked a little bit about thoughts. And one of the, well, if you go to my podcast, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned, I do an episode on the time I ran away from home when I was 50, and it's actually my most listened to podcast. But in there, I talk about how I, when I was 48, I was drunk texting my ex-husband. And this has been, that had been a bad habit of mine. I mean, not necessarily drunk texting my ex-husband, but purging my emotions. Because what would happen was I would feel something. It would make me feel bad, like my body. I would have this physical reaction, whether it be sweating or in my stomach or just this feeling of rage, and I would have to do something with it. So I would purge. I would say things that were mean, or I would be inappropriate. I would drunk text my ex-husband, and then for a second I would feel better because it's like you have when you have a stomach ache and you like throw up and you feel better. But I don't do that anymore, thank goodness, and for a couple of reasons. I believe that once you hit a certain age, that you just don't really give a shit. I mean, you just seem calmer. So things that used to really get my panties in a wad, I look back now and I'm thinking, what the hell? I mean, seriously, who cares? But I think a couple of things that one of the things also that was going on, not, and it's not just my age. I mean, my age has, I think it has a lot to do it because you get mellow. And like I said, you're just like, whatever, dude, F off. But I also was in this really bad place in my life where I had upheaval and drama all around me. And I just felt like I needed some sort of control. I had to have some sort of control. And part of that control was being able to be mean to my ex-husband. But this started a long time ago. I mean, I've been doing this all my life. I can remember saying when I was in my 30s, telling people, yeah, I got all pissed off and I had to, I vomited all over the place and now I've got a mess to clean up, figuratively. And I look back and I've lost friends. I mean, oh my gosh, I just, oh, what a mess I was. I want to use the F word so bad, but I don't want YouTube to get mad at me. But although I know there's a lot of worse things out there, although I've been in Facebook jail before, and it's not fun getting out, so I'm going to watch my swear words today. Okay, so part of it is getting in a place in my life where I am content. This life that I've created, and I've created it because I have made these decisions in my life about what was going to happen and what was not going to happen, particularly in my relationships. The biggest relationship I have with Steve, my significant other, my boyfriend, who's 71. I mean, what do we call each other? He's not a boy. He's a friend, but he's more than a friend, if you know what I mean. So anyway, where was I? I digress here. So my relationship with Steve, this is a really significant relationship. We both have pretty much created what we wanted by saying to the other person, this is how it's going to go. And I've said that to him. This is how it's going to go, mister. And he's fine with that. He's a great guy. I mean, it is what it is. And we're happy till we're not happy. And we're just going to enjoy this relationship as it is. My life is calmer. I'm older. I don't give two shits really about all this drama out there anymore like I used to. But a technique I can teach you is just to sit with that emotion. Your thoughts are your thoughts. Your feelings are your feelings. They're neither good nor bad. They just are. So you sit with that and you will start to feel better. It's painful at first. And I've said this before in other podcasts and probably even on Sunday Morning Coffee with Shelley. It's really painful. Painful to do because you are so used to being able to purge that and not sitting with it. But I promise you, your anxiety level will go down. And you can do one of two things. You can decide if it's worth pursuing. If you're like, you know, I got mad, I got angry, I got whatever. It was what it was. And now that I'm calm, what's the big deal? Or you can calmly and rationally go to that person and talk it out. And no drunk texting and, you know, crazy stuff like that. So before I leave, the October 29 Jumpstart Mastermind is about to close its doors. So I'll put a link down below. I hope you will come join us. Masterminds too, I'm sure. But masterminds are the bomb. Just a quick reminder before I let you go, check out our Facebook group, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. There are over 600 other fabulous women in that group just like you. I'll place the link to the group into the show notes. And until next time, stay awesome.